A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 and on Friday, July the 3rd, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, and today is Monday the 3rd.
Monday. thank you for that correction. Yes. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. It was indeed a good weekend for Zimbabwe, as both the Zimbabwe national team and Caps United did the nation proud.
Yes. And of course, blessing the Sunday Chizamba coached Zimbabwe Warriors secured their passage into the last four of this year's edition of the COSAFA Castle Cup, following a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Swaziland in the quarter-final clash on Sunday evening in South Africa. Zimbabwe now face Lesotho in the semi-finals on Wednesday. The other semi-final pits Zambia and Tanzania. Zimbabwe, Zambia and South Africa have won the tournament, which features African-based players only, four times each.
But the star of the tournament so far has been Zimbabwean midfielder Ovid Karuru, who has scored six goals. Karuru, who plays for AmaZulu in South Africa, is said to be attracting interest from South African sides and also from international clubs. Not to be outdone in the CAF Champions League, Caps United beat five-time winners Zamalek of Egypt 3-1 at the National Sports Stadium. Zamalek would have moved level with Group B Pesetas USM Alger and Al Ahly Tripoli on 8 points with a victory over Caps United. But instead, they drop to the bottom on 5, with Caps United moving above them into third on 6 points. That leaves everything to play for on July 9th, that is the final match day, when Zamalek are at home to Al Ahly and Alger host Caps United.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Uganda Bowser Kumage Kunamanje, Lamta Sikoka Mjalo, Weko Safa Castle Cup, Okuna Kunagareke, Wele South Africa. Is there was Uti Elizabeth is or Lingobe, Iswaziland, Ishai 2-1. Siawas Uti Swilum Jarana, Kutwa Gate Unzi Magakulu, Kotwake, Zimbabwe Warriors, Yakuna is Ngova. Is South Africa, Yoneke Pans, Ishai Tanzania Pela, 1-0. So, which Uti is Zimbabwe, singing Negro Kutwa, Wafa Wafa. Ophile ophile matot. Now, what is so good trouble? Compana air chara, sipumile. So, guys, I want to your Pumanjan, Joba Italia de Soto, Molestatu. Yes, Kuruman Jagunjalo, he keeps United Pela, Ichai Zamalak, 3-1. About Bevan Kangalan Kogana, go to one who keeps United in Kangalan. I will tell him I'm blends really pleasant. Cut off your foot.
Onguka hamawadi wa nasi, tila wati chingia chitarisa ne zirkuitwa neva kumana vima Warriors variku tamba iwo ku South Africa kumakwikwi Kosafa. Zimbabwe ya kwanisa kuwina mkombe kanokwana kuita iko kana ndo kamwechete ukakawinwa ne nyika ye Zambia ya kwanisa kutingechi wina kanoshika kana. Nekudaro tila kuona kuti Zimbabwe inga budirire yere kutingechi wina shakari kanokwana kwa kutakashanu imwe nyika yanga wina kana gives South Africa. A South Africa yaka roa shanga singa tarisiru na wanu wakawanda ni Tanzania 1-0.
Ya, yeah, ito
Zafara zine mkana wakuti zichitore mkombo yukanoshika kashanu i Zimbabwe ne Zambia.
Ipola kwa fiyo lezi su round for it. Nga ito chile end. Ipola zechukuti i South Africa nga chai zvani kumbele i kembul chai ilipi. Soko ipola. Soko jala silo kumani saye. Sikamu silo wano kono vekuwen. Nizwe nga zani silo ubabu chai zu kashas. Eo chai zi maona mpofu. Wama mpofu kono vekuwen. Welcome you to this show, Mr. Cassius Chase Mana. He's a soccer commentator in this place in South Africa. He has been watching these matches. I think you can ask him the first question.
Yeah, Jay's Zimbabwe is, of course, facing Lesotho, right?
Yes, yeah, they are playing Lesotho on the semi-finals.
Yes, your assessment, what are the chances? Because I see that Lesotho is doing very well. You know, previously it looked like a walkover. But in the past years, they've been doing extremely well.
Yeah, I think Lesotho right now is a strong team. They used to be underdogs every game that they were playing, but not anymore. I think they are going to give Zimbabwe a very good run for their money, but Zimbabwe also, looking at their game that they played, they scored 12 goals. Mm-hmm. They conceded one goal. That means they've got a very good record on this Kosafa Cassie Cup. They were playing a very strong Swaziland team yesterday. No one expected them to win after playing, I think it was that was their fourth game in 7 days. So Zimbabwe were looking tired, but when they came to the field, I think they displayed their skills and they managed to conquer the Swaziland. I think Zimbabwe is going to win against Lesotho.
So, but is it that Zimbabwe is playing well, or it is you know, fighting some kind of shadows because some of the teams are not too strong, right?
Yeah, I think Zimbabwe now is showing their strength. They seem to be very strong. They are working very hard, I think, in training. But when looking at the results and the way they performed from their first game up to yesterday, I think there are good signs. They are showing that if that team is kept together, we are going to have a very strong team. They are playing very well, especially in midfield where we saw Osher Mosure playing very, very well. In the strike force, or Karuru, or Prince Dube and others, they're doing very well. I think Zimbabwe is strong, not taking away anything from the other teams, but I think Zimbabwe is certainly very strong at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And are you surprised that Zimbabwe has only conceded one goal, judging from the fact that their coach is Sandy Chizambwa, who is mostly outward defensive?
Yes, I think it's an indication that Sunday is a very defensive coach. Because even when he was coaching Dynamos, I think we saw Dynamos going up to as far as the Champions League in 1998-99 season. They were conceding, but they were not conceding as much. So that's why they went up as far as the finals, where they also to experience, I think it was 4-2. On the second leg in Tunisia, in Cote d'Ivoire. I think Zimbabwe defense is very good. Sunday is used to that. We also have the technical team is looking good. We have got Sunday, Zambo, we have got Leighton, we have got Lugongane, Mafu, which I think is a good combination. Zimbabwe is very good in every department the way I saw it in Sunday.
Yes. Ngumbengithi bangaqinisa ngapi kwenze ukuthi banqobe sibili Lesotho ngoba Lesotho ziyabuya phela baba.
Yeah, kungaba umnyama wezimbabwe mayengadliwa lesotho masikhangela indlela abasebengayo ama-games badlileyo kodwa ngithe ma ngiyilandela indlela yonke bebeyidlala bengiyibona izimbabwe ibonakala iqine indawo yonke ukusukisela kukhipha kuze kuyofika phambili iqinike izimbabwe akulalapho esolisa khona iqinile indawo zonke ngibona ngathi akudingeki ukuthi kukhushwe lutok dingeukuthi kufakwe lutoze funaka lutoti abafana banike isikhathi esi-right sokuthi baphume ngoba amalanga ladlileyo badlala ama-games amaningi four games in 7 days is too much. So at this job, that is the rather so the by the wrong start. Or to tell you, it's semi final. So you can put it by the tourist party. So I saw from what I am tomorrow. I was going to get.
Yes, I was a full game from one of our chase who learned one of our blessing.
Because we have many messages, Gibbs. People have been sending messages. I don't know, maybe we'll be able to read most of them, but certainly not all of them, because there are too many. Thomas Mchenje, anoti, it's not that it's a kwazo, ndokuti Zimbabwe is the kanwe wo yaita resirwa pasi, nekuda kwa economy, but to raise our flag higher. Go Makepe Kepe, go Mshaisa Mfaru, go Warriors, go Yawanyama Yegu Gocha. Of course, referring to that match yesterday, Capes United winning by 3-1 against the mighty Zamalek, five-time Cup Champions winners. Then Tina Sten Chirwa, anoti is no father's guru, tinoshivira kuti Capes United, ipedzise mutambo unotevera, ichikunda zvakare, ipinde quarterfinals. Ukuo Zimbabwe tinoishuwira kuzambaradza zve chikwata che Lesotho nechitatu uye tototora mukombe iwoyu Joachim Emmanuel Mbata anoti kutamba kuri kuita chikwata chedu zvinoshura kubva pachigaro kwemunhu mukuru kikiki politics tina munyaradzi nhunge anoti go Warriors go vakomana vema Warriors vakaramba vakadaro vanoya nemukombe that's good for the Warriors Regis Matseka anoti go Warriors go to grab this cup it has been long since we won this tournament we want it back Tongai Mutengezi says I've never felt so patriotic the Warriors are doing us proud forward ever backwards never Gotwe Razidonza Murozi anoti vakomana ndichina zvangu zvekutaura go Warriors go pay mangoma pamamunya ipapo Abraham Tomin Mabiza anoti matambira ari kuita zvikwata zviviri izvi Capes United ne national team kunodadisa zvikuru dai chimwe chikwata chakwanisa kuunza mukombe kumusha nekuti tanyanya kutariserwa pasi muAfrica. Who else that you have, Gibbs, will continue to read some of these messages?
There is Mukoma Kapa, he says, we are going to beat these boys from Lesotho. It's just a walkover. Then Edson Ndawana says, Lesotho is going to suffer on Wednesday. But I guess maybe it may not be a walkover, right? That's Edson. Then Undlovu, Lapa Uti, yeah. We need Baka, not Lesotho. African teams are nothing to us. So now the guys they bring Barcelona and they can even beat it. Then we got Rodney Mwanza who says Lesotho is a walkover. We are going to beat them. Warriors are doing very well, and we have some hope that they are going to bring the cup home. Go Warriors, go! Lovely stuff there.
Sinem terere do kutanga mkoma Boramberi varpalu sakapa makadi mkoma Boramberi. Kurise kulusakao.
Chando chete.
Kwato nuraonge kuzimbabwe ndazwa kuti kune chiri kukwidza hamba mumuti. Nawiri mudariro mainzwa ngati kave kave tinzwe.
Zvokuti anoti makorokoro maurias nemakepe kepe apo. Bora mberi muneti bora ngarigowe. Ngavasaure moyo asi ndinoti ndiwazivise bhora harina underdog mazuva ano matumesa hombe ngavaende vachinotamba bhora kwete kudherera timu ngazidzodzere tatura mukombe kuno kuzambia kuno vatotara nyaya yezimbabwe especially garuru vatobvunora anonzi garuru ndiani akapenga ari kupi garuru vatotozvanzika
vari kutsigira zvakasimba chikwata chavoka chezambia chechipolopolo ichi
asi vautocha Zimbabwe Zimbabwe charoha vautotanga kuti taroha
iri kutamba
iri kutamba
imi muri kwanisa here kuona mitambo iyi mukoma bora mbiri
ndiyo ndo andoiona ndobu pativi andize ndoiona pativi uro kwa kama andize ndoiona 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 bora mbiri
right ngata arise mitambo iyi Zimbabwe nele sutu muri kufunga kuti unomira sei
mutambo wenu sutu ngawareke kuchinja attitude attitude ndino diwa chere ngawaende kubhora wajiwa kutamba neimwe timu nyowani ngawati ngawasati zvotakatamba nemozambiki aiwa tinowina aiwa ngawaende vachitamba bhora rangu vachitamba iroro defense ngaingoramba yakadaro zvichidaro zvinoti kuite game kwete kuti takawina kuti ari aiwa
asi munofunga kuti mutambo uyu unopera sei
hai ndinofunga 3-0 vakaita vakasachinja chete 3-0
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma bhora mberi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
yaazi bora mberi ndio bora mberi ya jeroro bora mberi koko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
anatenda unafara chaizvo
ok tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs yet from our first caller and an avid sports fan mukoma bora mberi he saying that he thinks that Zimbabwe will win 3-0 but he's warning the national team against what Jays was talking about complacency. He says there are no underdogs anymore in such tournaments. You know, once you reach the knockout stage, there is no room for error.
Yeah, listen to this, Blessing. So yesterday we placed a question on Facebook, and the question was, are the Warriors' victories in the Kosovo Kasi Cup a fluke or not? Eh? Justify your response. Listen to this. Jeffrey Manjowe says, even a training session is important for a team to better future and development. The cup might not improve our ranking, but it is still a measuring stick to us Zimbabweans and the nations involved. It's very important that we give the team some credit when they deserve it. To call it a fluke, it's not that good.
Yeah.
Then we've got Mick Gajowe who says, these are training sessions disguised as regional matches because they do not allow us to move up the rankings. They only offer comfort zones to mediocre football nations to beat their chests. They only offer the little known countries a platform to assess new talent, especially to the world, you know, maybe I'm saying to other nations in South Africa. Then we've got Newton who says, we've always done well, Gukosafa. Just one defeat, all these praises will turn to insults. And by the way, we're playing Swaziland. If they could just give us such performance against Cameroon or other nations out there, we could be happy. So I think people are raising some issues here. So, Mr. Chase, Pofu, what do you think about, you know, maybe these wins being some kind of flukes, you know, like they're just winning because it's just one of those tournaments anyway. People are saying, beat Cameroon, beat Nigeria and those big teams. Then we say, yeah, the Warriors can do it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a starting point. The people can say it's a fluke, but I disagree with them. I think it's a starting point. We have to start somewhere. It's a building exercise. You know, we've not been having a very good team. Now we've got youngsters that are showing a lot of hunger to succeed in whatever they are doing. I think we are going to have a very good team in the future. If those boys are kept together, with the same technical team that we saw, though we might need to add a few maybe other guys in the technical team, but I think it's a starting point. Now we are looking forward to have a very good team. I think in the few years to come, we might be able to beat those teams like Cameroon, because I saw Cameroon playing in the Confederation Cup. They are looking stronger than they were 2 or 3 years ago. Nigeria now is no longer that Nigeria we used to know. I think now if we are to meet Nigeria, playing those youngsters on the Kosafa Cup with some a little bit of experience, we can beat Nigeria. But as for Cameroon, I think we need to step up our performance again. Cameroon looks very strong.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Pofu. But before crossing over to this caller, one more guy. Mopri Chamber says the real test for Zimbabwe will be during the finals when they will face Tanzania or any other team. So Swaziland, you know, Seychelles and Lesotho are just practice matches, according to Chamber. So okay, this is okay. Mande Kosi Suela, kunjani?
Niyaphila njani bakithi?
Siyaphila kakhulu baba Suela. So kunjani kona phe Chochot?
I we are kind of voice.
Yeah, kuhle kakhulu ukuthi ungenele kuhlelo namhlanje. Akusitshela ukuthi ama Warriors ungathini ngokudlala ku Cosafa Cup la.
Ngizizwa ngiphakeme kakhulu ukuthi abafana besizwe bangikhumbuze imbali yethu eyake yaba khona. Uyakhumbula ngezikhathi zabo Renard Fabish isquad sethu sike saphakama nxa ngaphambanisi. Sayisafika number 10 eAfrica. Ngikhumbula ngisidlala leCameroon yayilabo Homan Pink labana slow goalkeeper Bruce Grobbelaar. Sayenza izimanga mbona ngani sesinyathela ngonyawo lona loliyana kuthiwa ibiza ifuze ukuthi yombona nabafana sebezama mbijana mbijana ukuthi babuye. And ngile themba lokuthi khona okukwenziwe yibuthungameli bukababuchiyangwa lami nginje ngikhathe ngani bengingamthembi but sengani ngiyazisola. I think i-management kachiyangwa time iprova ukuthi iyazama singoba yezimanage ukuthi aphakamise abafana besizwe kuthiuthi lanxa nje silama-financial problems abafana bethu abadlala ibhora abagxile ebhoreni bavuselele ithalenti labo. Lanxa imali ingekho bazame ukuze bathengise amabizo abo. Indlela eyenziwe nguPhilip Chiyangwa ngibona i-right ukuthi asayine o-coach abehlukene uzabona ukuthi uNomeni Mabhida umnike ukuthi akhangele imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations uChichi Gqambo amnika e-COSAFA and ngithanda ukuthi ngisho ukuthi i-COSAFA lanxa ingekho significant kodwa iyindlela yokuphakamisa ibhola lethu ngoba banxa behlangene betraina bayazwana amandla uzaphumelela.
Ye kodwa ke akusho umlilo wamaphepha yini lo babaswela ngoba ngaye ngabelishaywe nje kunesilo kuzeni abantu bathi uchizamba kachayiphasi.
Ye uhlupho lukhona e-Africa ukuthi o-coach laba bengavele badliwe siyakhalakhala kodwa ngithanda ukukhumbuza abalaleli bonke ukuthi ke undoda wakwakhotha iManchester United uFerguson ngakabalenye imbali yakhe wakwahlala isikhathi eside ekhotha iManchester kungakhani ukuthi uyenzani kodwa wagaina i-experience ubone ngani kwesinye isikhathi asiwucineni umkhulu ukucotha amakhotha even nxa singamnika 4 or 5 years simncedisa ngoba kuloku bekezela bathi patience pays abelungu ubone ngani kuyanceda khonotyani
kosele ukucina-ke babaswele.
Then okokucina ibengithanda ukuthi asipractiseni i-junior police ngibone ngani uhulumende lakasincedise i-junior police mhlawumbe ebhoreni ubabuchiyanga kafake umthetho wokuthi i-team mhlawumbe ekuleague ibe lama-players angama-juniors ayi-4 kumbe ayi-5 njalo bavunyele ukudlala ku-national team kuzasenza sibe labantu abanjengabo-Peter Ndlovu. Remember u-Peter Ndlovu lokhu ele-significant record yakhe engakabreakwa which is good of course but besifuna ukuba nabanye u-Peter Ndlovu abaningi abazakwanisa ukudlala ku-national team bele-17 years bakwalify e-Europe bele-18 years bese ngisithi okokucina amadoda la amhlophe abangani bethu remember wayi-global village abasincedisa ukuthi bakhangele ezimbabwe babeke kwe-politics eceleni ithalenti likhona babuye bathenge ama-players enu bese ngisithi okokucina kubaba uPhilip Chiyangwa ka-coordinate lo minister we-tourism acele ukuthi mhlawumbe anxusa even o-Brazil ojenela amathi athanda ukubukela imvelo sibanike imvelo mahara bathoye mahara balale emahoteleni ethu mahara amathimu e-Europe abuye azoqinisa ama-Warriors kudinga ukubambana lokuzwisisa. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ibhola lanxa ngalibona ngiyalithanda yabe ngiyabona mfowethu yabe ngidlale number 7
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke esiwela baba isibonga kakhulu mnumzane. So Sibuyela is got some challenges in his vision, you know. So he says if he was like me and you, maybe have our vision in a proper way. He was going to see more, but he loves the Warriors, even if he's blind, you know. So he's really praising the Warriors for what they are doing, and he says they are reminding him of the Renard Fabish times. Still remember when Renard Fabish used to coach the Warriors? Go Warriors go. That's when that song.
The dream team.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When they beat South Africa, you still remember?
Oh, yes.
Right. So he says now.
When now, of course, the late Mawi, he said Dr. Kumalo was too beautiful to play soccer.
Yes.
That was Mawi for you.
Yes. And then he says, you know, Philip Chiyangwa is doing a good job, according to him. So he says, by assigning Chizamba to this COSAFA Castle Cup, and then Mabeza to the other, you know, Chan. So he says, that's the way to go. And at the end of the day, he says, this should now culture some kind of new players, have some kind of junior policy, and so forth. So he's really happy, and says, let soccer be soccer. And that's it.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper Muzondiwa Mugadza. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
We are doing great. It has been long.
It's been a while, yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer loved.
No. We will always vote for you.
Cool, thank you.
So it's Go Muzondiwa 2018. We are campaigning for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have our vote. Now, Muzondiwa, let's talk about the COSAFA Cup champions. Of course, one of the advantages is that it features local players. Ooh. I mean, those who are at least applying their trade in Zimbabwe and those who are in South Africa. And we've seen some Zimbabwean players going to Europe. But are you happy with the number of players that Zimbabwe has produced and are applying their trade in Europe, and also the clubs that they are playing for, or more still needs to be done? How best can Zimbabwe use such tournaments like the COSAFA one to showcase its talent?
I think first and foremost, to be honest, I haven't been following this tournament, you know, to that extent. But it's good that the guys have gone to the next stage after winning yesterday, I think, against Swaziland. It's congratulations to the team. And coming to your second question, which is, are we having enough players that are playing abroad? I would like to think it's a yes, it's a no. Reason why I'm saying it's a yes, I'm looking back, you know, when Zimbabwe was having raw talent, which was, any player that generation would have played anywhere in the world, but they didn't make it. And the numbers that we have outside at the moment, I would like to think they're not enough, but we can only hope that the, you know, the numbers will keep growing. And it's again, it's a plus that the local players are playing, I mean, the COSAFA Cup, which is a platform which I think a lot of South African-based teams will be looking at. And actually, it's a stepping stone for everybody, I mean, who's playing at that tournament, especially guys from home.
Let's bring in Jace. We have not forgotten about Jace. Now, Jace, there is interest for Ovid Karuru, obviously, and also we understand Prince Dube. How have the two players been performing?
Yeah, I think they performed very well from the way I saw it yesterday and the other previous games. I think they are marketing themselves, these guys. Prince is very young. Karuru is also very young. I think they've got a future. It looks like if they happen to be lucky, Cape Town and Sundowns, Mamre Sundowns, I think they are after the signature of Prince Dube. Then Karuru is also being scouted by other, it's being monitored by other teams. I think they might be lucky. The advantage now they have is that as from Yandoro, you know, all know Yandoro,
yes,
who was playing for Sundowns.
He looks like
he's scouting for Sundowns. All the players from Zimbabwe, which are doing better, doing well. I think he's always keeping his ear on the ground, listening how they are playing. Like now, he's also involved in the Prince Dube issue with Sundowns. I think maybe they might be lucky, which means it's a good development for our soccer Zimbabweans. Because Sundowns is one of the top teams in South Africa, even in Southern Africa. We know they are currently the holders of the Champions League trophy. So I think they might be lucky, these guys. Not only two of them. I think as far as if Zimbabwe is to go up to the final, we might also see some names coming up again.
Thank you so much, Jace. Gibbs.
Slova ke brilliant mhlangalaputi. Siyababongela abafana bama Warriors. Kodwa ke bengalibali ukuthi umdlalo kawukapheli. Abasechizelele sithi go Warriors go. Ngwe kuye futhi konapho ke Jace usakhuluma ngokuthi abafana badlala njani ngokukhanga lo Prince Dube uzokhanga lo Ovid. Ukanye umsebenzi bali chophi bhola. Kodwa ke nxa so sebephuma konapho ubona ngathi bangadojwa ngamanye amaqembu kumbe bagu ya pelela kuna ponji.
Ayate bisitu kwa mati kwa nawafuna ayo. U Prince Dube kanya ngati Iris Cape Town. Ni mame le Sundowns. Bampe vile ngasi utu wa bontu ushara kanjani. Ngova unyandoro kanya ngati mwe uga mutawasha ngamisi. Barama players, ya scouta mele Sundowns, vile former player Sundowns. Ni utu matraka le Sundowns ku development side. So, ukarulu lae, futi ambula matima achile ampegle, ukuthi makungaba ngahamba kahle. Uzothola ithimezo mthatha. Yes, cannot my but ngahambe efika ku final maybe. Ngaba lamaye amagama angavela futhi amaye amaplayers angafunakala. Ngoba ntembeka ila umuntu obethayi left back honest moyo. Udlale kakhulu, udlale kamnandi kwazoba nosiphetha ngalo bedlala ku right naye. So kobuthi i-talent sinalo. Amaplayers amanye kuma kungahamba kahle bangaba lelathi. Bangathola amatima eSouth Africa lapha ngoba lakhona ayabhadala ukungcono ukudlula sekhaya.
Hayi baba khona boke baba Mpofu.
Oh, let's read some more comments before we go back to Mzodiwa. We have got Andreas Wobe Gura Jena Arguti Zukwata Znodadisa Asima Warriors Mkombe Ulo. We are of course referring to both the Warriors and also Capes United, which beat Zamalek by 3-1. Andreas Wobe Gura Jena Arguti, call me Zondi Mafera, well done Warriors. Tulani Nzou anoti makepekepe iri kutamba zvinoyevedza chose ngairamba yakadaro. Desire Mapanzure anotiwo vari kudadisa vakomana vekwedu, tiri kuda mukombe kuno kuZimbabwe. Princely Panaishe ari kuti ndifonerei. Refias Marongere ari kuti goalkeeper hatina. Priscilla Muyengwa anoti ndopa anoti Zimbabwe Cup. We also have and Dennis Munya anoti zvikwata izvi Capes United neZimbabwe zvinoda kutsigirwa. And then we have Kalito Sibamba Shanguro Shaiseka ari kuti Capes United bora. Patrick Chiparuse ari kuti ndifonerei. Dennis Mkunyadze ari kutiwo ndifonerei zvakare. Nevamwe vakawanda wanda vari kunyora tichadzoka kwavari. Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, the other match over the weekend, of course, pitted Capes United and Zamalek, and Capes won that one by 3-1. What can you say about this and also the standards of football in Egypt?
Again, let's look at the UC, and I don't know whether it's the football has become easy or it's I'm not sure, to be honest, because I'm looking back at the time when I was playing or during the dream team period. We always had difficulties playing with Egypt. I mean, a draw probably was the best result, and again, if you look at the dream team, they did pull good results against Egypt. But yeah, for Capes United to win 3-1 against a formidable side, which I think is known all over Africa, it's very good. Mm-hmm. It shows that our standards are also maybe, you know, going the right direction. So I would like to say congratulations to Capes United as well.
Mm-hmm. But I think many are also of the opinion, Mzodwa, that Capes United could have won some of the matches that it lost, but the players are always complaining that they are not being paid.
Well, that's our daily bread in Zimbabwe. That's our daily bread.
It's a familiar problem.
You know, yeah, it's not becoming a broken record. As much as we can complain, it's something that we, you know, I'm not saying we should be used to it. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. You know, if you give the guys what they work for, you know, it motivates them. Mm-hmm. I think we seem to be taking football as a joke when it's, you know, it's just like, you know, it's an industry that mm-hmm. people work in. And I would like to think it's an entertainment industry. So the guys have to be paid you know, what they are owed. That will keep them motivated as well.
Mm-hmm. Jay, your take on this issue that players are complaining that they are not being paid?
Yeah, I think it's a genuine complaint. Since we are looking at our economy, the economy is not looking good, the economy is down, so everything is not going according to plan. The guys are expecting to get something after playing very hard. If you look at that, they did a very good job. Winning against an Egyptian team is not a joke. We all used to know the Egyptian team dominating all the Southern African teams.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they used to dominate, but now we're thinking our football is growing. But now the problem that we have is payment, the economy is down. I think the guys need to be paid. It kills the spirit of the players. It demoralizes their morale. It brings everything down. I think they've got a genuine concern there that must be attended to.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I will come back to you. Gaitende unamkuma mnyarazi, midzi. Magadi mkuma mnyarazi. Mkuma mnyarazi.
Hello. Hello, tiripo magadi mizi.
Aywa, tiripo. Nyayari mdaro mainzwa. Ikana mshida ku commenta pa nyaye Zimbabwe. Ikana mshida ye Cape United. Jiru kwa mwuri.
Ya, njimta nga njimta ku kurukuriza Cape United. Yakata naishi biwa, naishi biwa, but yakata zoi sami sunu itakato zofara saka maupsi daka bato mukao saka tinoti ibai varamba wakada. Then kwa kuma na mahoria, tinga fare, zaka nyanya tika titini ya kugona. Ini maonira angu, kugona to gona, edu asi pako safa wapa, andu nasa kutu mkondu hidu wata jaya, mkata ra norongi Zimbabwe, ndu nasa kutu
Zimbabwe yato raka 4, Zambia yato raka 4 foot. Ndo varengi variku nigirikira. Variku tungamira pamo. Pani imwe foot yato raka, I think, tozo tarisa kutindepi. Pani nika natu. Zimbabwe, Zambia, ne South Africa.
Saka Idai kita satu orang kundo dengan satu kundo masak awi mukai na wedi tu semua satu orang kundo satu kota.
Eh, mungkin kalau musuh kita tu ni leh satu Zimbabwe ingkai tenggan.
Nampak kita tu pun ada Zimbabwe ingkai pun ada kunda pun two one kena 2-0 atau kena gusa mereka pada kita taruh.
Ayo, tinoten das kumru koma mnyara dengan kubina mcerongwa jadi.
So is where the Baba Umgata Umzondio. So Umzondio now so can like a in group is Babu swing not we can like a test. La Banamas won a large lock for Safa. What has any in my Zimbabwe? I'm moving over Amanya Makre Bungazani Kaviganga.
Angazi ukuthi ama standards ayesatha ukuthi amenjani yesi futhi just looking at the track history, it seems like Zimbabwe have been doing well amongst the, you know, the countries around us. So probably I think thina ama standards wethu maybe they are heading the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's the only reason engayikhuluma for now.
Yes, ifa umbuzo ufana ke kubaba umpofu. Mpofu. Ubona njani kodwa bolu?
Ah, ngibona ngathi ngoba yi-regional trophy le. So nxa singadlala ngendlela enhle, sikwazi sekudominator akuma team wethu esinawo la. Kuyasinika amandla ngoba kakhulu enye into ebulala ama team yikungadlali kahle, uwisa i-spirit kodwa bangadlala bagcina sebefuna okuphambili. Bayefika naphana bafuna khona kodwa bathi baqhaza bathawe. Bathi baqhaza bathawe kwenza baluze ithemba bangabona ukuthi bayaku. So ngibona ngathi uma singakwanisa ukuthatha i-trophy le kuzonika ama-players ethu amandla ukuthi bathathe sesifuna i-Nations Cup yena ngokwayo ngoba lapha e-Southern Africa sesidominatile. Kungaba i-stepping stone enhle ukuthi babheke phambili, babheke into enkulu, bafune into enkulu i-Nations Cup. Then from there sesikhanya ukuthi World Cup sifika kuphi, siyakhwalifya na. Ngibona ngathi kurayikho lokho okwenzakala.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mpof is saying is that, of course, Zimbabwe, if it lifts this kind of cup, it could be a good stepping stone, you know, for maybe bigger tournaments in the near future. And Mr. Umkasa was saying, you know, Zimbabwe is good at the moment. It's not that maybe some teams are weak or not. He says, no. it seems as if Zimbabwe has been doing very well on the regional stage. Eh?
And Muzondi, we're coming back to you and also looking forward. There are a number of Zimbabweans applying their trade in various leagues in the UK where you are. Some have expressed an intention to play for the national team. Others are a bit skeptical. Do you think the nation is doing enough to try and lure them back home?
I to be honest, I don't think so. I had a brief chat with the vice chairman, the vice chairman, when I was visiting home last month. Unfortunately, I didn't get time to sit down with him. But he briefly mentioned something to do with Zifa trying to incorporate former football players to, you know, to gather some young players from here. But you're talking of people that are playing. Well, what's the name? The guy who was playing for Everton and
Galloway.
Galloway. So I think that alone in that area, I don't think we're doing enough. And it's going to be hard for us to convince that boy to, you know, to jump into a plane and go to Zimbabwe when, you know, there's no effort. Zifa chairman should be coming here, maybe to sit him down. Try to show him the direction which Zifa is trying to take, and then from then on we can blame. We can't blame the boy. We just have to accept his decision, whether he wants to play for Zimbabwe or he wants to play for England. After, you know, we presented our case to him to say this is the direction we want to take. So in that respect, I don't think we are doing enough.
But is that something that you are willing to do? You are a former player, obviously. You can easily identify talent. There are many talented youngsters there. If Zifa were to ask you to do that for them, is that something that you can do?
I can do that, but I don't want to sound a bit... I'm failing to find a word. When I commit to something, I like to do it, you know, fully. You know, I don't want to do things half-heartedly. So if I'm to be given such a task, I think I will need, you know, full support. I've got, you know, guys like Liberty Masunda. He's working with the under-17s, and Liberty loves football big time, and he drives everywhere, you know, around the country. Where we can support, we support him. But when I spoke to the Zifa vice chairman, he briefly touched on that subject, and he asked me whether I was willing to do that, which at the end of the day, I'm Zimbabwean. I always love Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is my country, and I would love to, you know, to pay back, you know, whatever I can to you know, to Zimbabwe football.
Of course,
there's another. Willing, yes.
Thank you. There's another exciting Zimbabwean player that Kundai Benyu has been signed by Scottish giant Celtic. I think there are also reports that he's interested in coming back. We'll see how that goes. Regatiende kunemwe mutereri Baba Shupi vari pa Zambia apa. Makadi Baba Shupi.
Makadi nkoma.
Aiwa isu tiri bwanje. Parisi pa
Zambia. Pa Zambia pa Rafa.
Saka muri kusapota ma Warriors, muri kusapota Chipolopolo.
Aiwa, Roma Warriors, Zivan Zimbabwe.
Amuchinje mutupone kubhakacha.
Aiwa, achidaro, Zivan Zimbabwe.
Right, muri kuona sei mutambo weZimbabwe neLesotho uri kuya nezvo chitatu.
Chokwadi, mutambo uri kuona nyika iri kutamba zvinotsakadza chaizvo. Ende ndikutoona mukombo uchidzoka kumusha uyu.
Asa hamusi kutya here kuti Zambia inenge iri kutambawo zvakasimba?
Iri kutamba zvayo, asi ndiri kuona spirit inovakomana vari kuvhurisa zvororo kuti vamukombe chaizvo. Zvinhu zviri obvious. Plus coach wedu munhu mukuru ari kutorida game, ari kutaona kwebasa iri. Saka vakomana vari kutamba, zviri obvious.
Saka pagame reLesotho apa muri kufunga kuti zvinopera zvakadii?
Setimu iri kutambawo Lesotho hatingazodaidzire kuti 2-0 kana kuti 3-0, maybe 2-1-0. chiripoto hani asi chokwadi chiripoto chokungoti isisu tichawina ende yakowina tichokuwina
saka ana bururu wenyu vari kuti wo kudipa Zambia
inini zvangu kwandiri hakuna vanhu vakanyanya kuwanda zvedu tiri mumamaini saka hatisi kunyanya kunana nevanhu plus tiri vanhu vanongosvika munzvimbo zve2 minutes nekutofamba mostly tinongotravhera saka tinadi kutaura vanhu vanhu zvakawanda wanda asi tichingoonawo nezvatiri kungonzwawo nyika iri kutamba bhora tinohwina and then touya paCapes United apa inini handisi mukepekepe but kutaura chokwadi Caps iri kutamba bhora because unoona kuti timu yairi kutamba nayo se big teams analekia nenguva ichitona tros akawanda and yagara mumbis tournament inoziva zvakawanda but Caps if I'm not mistaken ndeke kutanga kuqualifya but unoona kuti kana vachikwanisa kuita 3-1 uona kuti no these guys are playing yane and kufarira sezvo kutamba kwaari kuita uto inini ndiri mutimbari zvangu but ndiri kufarira kutamba kwaari kuita vanokwanisa kusvika kure zvandofungawo izvozvezvo
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru haiwa kanzwa mutimbari ati Caps iri kutamba inenge yatamba hanzi ukaona gudo ratotama hobiziva kuti mvumbi wabvira kure
asi imwe nyaya madzibaba Ocean Mushuwe nge vasadzoke kuno kungavangogara ikoko kunoko havachakwani kuno
vari kutamba zvinonwisa mvura
ngavachigare kuSundowns kana kuChiefs kuno vatitavari kuno
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru pamashupi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank
you very much. Gibbs. So, Lomond with Dimbari. Yeah, got to get him to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house. And if you have a good lati, sometimes we talk about Panalog with Kuzaka family. We win our games, we wish them well. Not even our Tatali Cup play, either corner, Kaya.
Good talk, and this is my point. I was a Pongu Pela, Jamasan, and Joseph, so turn my Holanga, come to Jalo. So
I'll go to maguze malini ayinkinga
so kumelele vele kolo
ama orange ayikinkinga sebe kujoy
so twasa ba
ona kinise la vakinise la madoda kodwa hayi abadlali game ngoba liwe bangala ngakhona bazatholwa ngamanye ama club angakhona ukubanika imali
sema
staff play ukuthi babonise bengabonisi ukuthi we are playing for only Zimbabwean worldwide, then they can get employed because football is an industry. They can get employed, then they will get good pay. Owa manje abadlali njengamadoda, abadlali njengabafana babonisa ukuthi we are playing football. Football is a good thing, but they must forget ngoba owa manje babone uyazingela umsebenzi lapho mawudlala ibhola. Awudlaleli nje ukuthi nesifunela umsebenzi, udinga umsebenzi ngenyawo zakho.
Yeah.
Dale ba amanye ama club sakubone then they bakufune bazokukhatha uzohola imali yakho oyifuna.
So ke kodwa ubona nani kuyaphumana phakathi kweLesotho le Warriors?
Hayi okhofu.
Bayi
bacabula.
Ndiza kufonela futhi kukhumbuze Brexit.
Hayi into bazoyitshaya mpela hayi akwamanga. Bazoyitshaya iLesotho. Yeah, maybe bangathi nje bathwala ubuzima maybe mayi kuZambia but kolesotho lapha hayi kuthatha ama lokhu zena itali ushesha nje lapho uyashesha la
kodwa bona ngizani ke uyaphu manje isikoko la
the way abadlala ngakhona i4 singayiphindi 4 yeah 4-3 goals or 4 goals umbuze lapho umfonele umbuze nge 3 goals ayithola la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke foka
I wish them yeah. well abadlale siyajabula abadlale
yebo phela hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu anti ngumahlangu not umhlanga anje umahlangu
mahlangu baba
sibonga kakhulu ke mahlangu wathi nakusasa
thanks baba
Yeah, so that is Mr. Mahlangu. He says, even if the Warriors are not paid, they should definitely display their skills so that they can be bought by some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says, because football is it's a business,
mm-hmm.
so they must work diligently to sell their skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and he says, as for Lesotho, it could be a walkover.
Mm-hmm.
So he's predicting maybe 4-0, 3-0, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So he's very confident that he will win. Yeah.
Of course, Mzondi, Jason was talking about this, that Zimbabwe has conceded only one goal,
mm-hmm.
and they've scored 12 goals. What's your take on that, Mzondi?
I had a comment, somebody saying we don't have a goalkeeper, and now it's surprising if you haven't conceded many goals, and then somebody to say we haven't got a goalkeeper. But anyway, we've got a tight defense. I would hate to think, the other teams don't have, potent strikers. So I would just say, it's a sign that we've got, good defense lining up and a good goalkeeper as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's all what I can say.
Mm-hmm. And he also...
It's good that we're not conceding goals. It's a good sign. That mm-hmm. is something like that we are doing.
Mm-hmm. And Jays?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Jays. One caller saying that, at least even though the, Warriors or even Caps United players are not well paid at times and... there are delays, they should just play, hoping that someone will identify them and then they can ply their trade in Europe. Is that enough to motivate the players?
Yes and no. Because they are family members, they have to take care of their kids, their wife. Some of these players are married.
Mm-hmm.
They need that money.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they finish playing, they must get their money. They must be paid in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they may need to market themselves. They need to play, to sacrifice, to so that they can be scouted, they can be identified and be taken maybe somewhere they play for other teams that have been better. But I think they have some responsibilities that they need to take care of. They must be paid in time.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Even if they're paid, where is the money going to come from, James? I mean, this guy is...
It's very difficult because our football is not attracting good sponsorship. That's where the problem is. Now, I think now the teams themselves, they need to find a way of surviving. The only way to survive maybe is to play well, attract people, fill those stadiums. Then I think also Sports Commission, ZIFA, they must stop taxing too much. They're
mm-hmm.
taking a lot of revenue from the teams. The teams are suffering. The seat countries are also taking too much from the soccer, from football. They're doing nothing. They're helping those clubs. They're killing those clubs. The police, they are taking a lot of money. How can we hire the police to come and maintain order? That looks like the private company. They need to inject his funds into football, not to take money out of football. See, State Commission is not helping football. FIFA is not helping football. They are taking too much. They are taking a lot of money. That's why the players are suffering. That's why the clubs are failing to pay the players, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Dave. Listen.
Of course, we have another caller from Botswana. Mkoma calling, Magadi.
Kribwe, Magadi.
Aywa, tiri nani zwedu. Tipeo pungwa zenyi.
Dirufa yane kutamba kurukita wako, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dumeza utaati, no, inapali suit.
Saka muri kuona here game pa Botswana apa mune muchionera kupi?
Hapa mutombeno mma utira utira.
Mune muchitenga drink musati maona game here kana kuti murongo pinda.
Ah, tinombopinda dzinguva pamwe tinombotengawo madrink.
Saka muri kuona sei game re Lesotho ne Zimbabwe rinopera sei?
Ah, iwo mapi we finally.
Munofunga kubalalo wina ngali hapa.
Ah, tutatu to zero zvinoita.
3 kwa 0.
Eh.
Aska wa muwari kutizoni panofanira kuungwarirwa timu dzakadai dzodzidzi. Hazvisi zvekuti haiwa tinongono dzizvambaradza.
Hazvo zvinogona kudaro asi nematambira avari kuita hazviiti.
Vanohwina.
Vanohwina chaizvo zviri positive.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Colin.
Zvakanaka inoita basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs yes, from Colin he says no doubt Zimbabwe is going to win on Wednesday against Lesotho. Gibbs.
Now back to you Mukatsa. So what are the tips that you can give, you know, these youngsters as they take on Lesotho? Any tips?
Sorry, before I comment on that, I think I'll echo the same sentiments. I think that is written for fools on the other line that he just mentioned about, you know, the money that is going to ZIFA and the local authorities. I think I spoke to a few guys that are in administration in our football. They say the same, which I don't think, which I think ZIFA is not doing anybody favor by doing that. And then going back to your question, sorry, what was it again?
Tips for the youngsters. The youngsters are cashing.
Okay, the tips for the youngsters. Well, they can only go out there and enjoy themselves. At the end of the day, you know, it's all about, you know, enjoying it. Just like, you know, yourself, myself, if you're going to work without enjoying it, it becomes, you know, something else. So they can just have to, you know, enjoy it, and then things will fall in place.
And I think we have another caller before we go back to Jace. Joseph, you are. Magadi Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph.
Hello.
Phone yenyu mune amusina zvonzwika zviri sei?
Ya yanga ichitafanika mberi kukatakata tiri nani baba makati zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu taurai tinzwe maonero enyu kana kutaura zvecaps kana zvemawarriors zviri kwamuri.
Ini ndoda kutaura hangu zvemawarriors vakomana vangu ari padhuze neni zvangu parastenburg hako. Ya kutamba vakatamba chose. Vakagona vakatambawo zvakana nesitakafarawo tiri kunowo tichidadirawo vamwe vekuno kuti hai marohwa muri munyika menyu asista hwina.
Ko gemu relesutu munoona sei?
Gemu riri kutevera iro havano hapana timu inomboshamisira pasi kuti chinongodiwa chete ndechekuti kochi wedu ngavagadzirise kumashure. Ndokwaanofanirwa kuti vakomana vekumashure vasimbe kuvhara nokuti kavanga vachitamba neSwaziland apa ndaiona backline ichiita pamwe seinomboti like mbijana ichiita seinobvira. Saka vanofanirwa kuti koshi vasimbise vakomana vekumashure kuti kana mastrike achinge auya varege kuparadzana vabatane pagedhe chaizvo. Ndo zvimwe chaizvo zvatinoda kuti vaite asi pamatimu achere iwaya asara handimbooni kuti pane inotyisa yavanga tya maningi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Joseph.
Kwanga kuri pamusoro, kwanga kuri kwakanaka chose.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda hangu baba.
I think he's probably our last caller. But of course, we can't end the program, Gibbs, without mentioning Edzai Kasinawuyo, a former Zimbabwe national team player who passed away. And he was a manager of most of these players like Kama, Billiard, Knowledge Msona and others, even Ovid Karuru. Yes, of course, we say rest in peace to Ezai Kasnauyo, who passed on a few days ago. And on that that note, we end this program, and we want to thank our guest this evening, Jays, and also Muzwandiwa. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.